Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of 12th of March 2018. The original date of the Murli was the 2nd of February 2008. The title is, While Experiencing the Royalty and Personality of Complete Purity, Make Your Form of a Master Son of Knowledge Emerge. Today, Bab Dada is seeing his family of royalty and personality everywhere. The foundation of royalty and spiritual personality is complete purity. The sign of purity is a sparkling crown of light over everyone's head. It is only you, the Brahmin family, who wear the sparkling crowns, who have spiritual royalty and spiritual personality, because you have adopted purity. The impact of the purity of you Brahmin souls is well known from the beginning period. Do you remember the eternal time, Anadikal, and the beginning period, Adikal? Remember, in the eternal time, in the form of pure souls, how you stars sparkle with a special sparkle. There are other souls too, but why being with everyone else, the sparkle of you stars is a special sparkle, just as there are many stars in the sky, but only a few stars have a special sparkle. Are all of you seeing yourselves? At that time, in the beginning period, how great was the royalty and personality of your purity? Have all of you reached the beginning period? Go there now. Check, what is the percentage of the sparkle of my line? From the beginning period to the final period, the royalty and personality of your purity remains all the time. The sparkling star of the eternal form resides with the Father who is sparkling. Experience your speciality now. Did all of you reach the eternal time? Then, throughout the whole cycle, the royalty of you pure souls has stayed in various forms because no one else has become as completely pure as you souls have. You special souls have received the birthright of purity from the Father. Now, come into the beginning period. You sow in the eternal time. Now, in the beginning period, the form of the royalty of your purity is so great. Have all of you reached the golden age? Have you reached there? Have you gone there? The deity form is such a lovely form. Throughout the whole cycle, no other souls have the royalty and personality that the deities have. You are experiencing the sparkle of the deity form, are you not? Such a spiritual personality. All of this is the attainment of purity. Now, while experiencing your deity form, come into the middle period. Have you gone there? To go there and to experience it is easy, is it not? So, look, even in the middle period, your devotees worship you worthy of worship souls. They create your images. They create your images with such royalty, and they also worship them with so much royalty. The picture of your worthy of worship form has come in front of you, has it not? Images are created of dharmatmas, that is, righteous souls, and of founders of religions and actors too. However, there is a difference between them and the spirituality and worship of your images done with the right method. So, has your worthy of worship form come in front of you? Okay, now come into the final period at the confluence age. You are performing this spiritual drill, are you not? Go around the cycle and experience your form of purity and your special attainment. At the final period of the confluence age, only few handful of Brahmin souls out of multi-millions of souls have the fortune of receiving sustenance from God, of God's love, and of studying with God. Only you pure souls are the direct creation. The first creation of God received this. And together with this, you Brahmins enable souls of the world to receive from the Father their inheritance of liberation. So, throughout the whole cycle, in the eternal time, the beginning period, the middle period, and the final period, the basis of such elevated attainment is purity. You have gone around the whole cycle. Now, check yourself. Look at yourself. You have the mirror in which to see yourself, do you not? Do you have the mirror in which to see yourself? Those who have it, raise your hands. Do you have the mirror? Is it clear? So, look in the mirror. What is the percentage of my purity? Purity is not just celibacy, that is being a brahmacharya, but to be brahmachari, that is one who follows in the footsteps of Brahma. Do I have purity in my thoughts, words, deeds, relationships and connections? To what percentage is it? You know how to calculate a percentage, do you not? Do the teachers know how to do this? Do the Pandavas know? You are clever. Do the mothers know? Okay. The sign of purity is check all three. Your attitude, vision, and actions. Vritti, drishti, and kriti. The attitude of complete purity that has entered your intellect, has it not? Think about it. The attitude of complete purity is to have good wishes and pure feelings for every soul. You are experienced, are you not? So, what would your vision be like? It is to see every soul in the form of a soul. It is to speak and interact in the awareness of soul consciousness. Baba is telling you, in short, you can give lectures in detail. And in actions, it means to receive happiness and to give happiness through actions. Check this. Are my attitude, vision, and actions according to this? Take happiness, do not take sorrow. So, check. Do I sometimes take sorrow? Sometimes, maybe you take a little of it. Of course, there are those who give sorrow. For instance, if someone causes you sorrow, do you have to follow that one? Do you have to follow that one or not? Whom do you have to follow? The one who gives sorrow or the Father? It refers to the incorporeal anyway. But did Father Brahma take sorrow from any child? He gave happiness and received happiness. Am I following the Father? Or do I sometimes feel that I have to take it? It is called sorrow when someone is causing you sorrow or insulting you. You know that it is bad when someone insults you. Do you consider it good when someone insults you? You feel that it is bad, do you not? So, that one is causing you sorrow or insulting you. So, when someone is giving you something bad, do you take it? Do you take it? Do you take it for a short time? Okay, maybe not for a long time, but you do take it for a short time. Do you have to take something that is bad? So, why do you accept that sorrow or insult? That is, why do you keep it in your mind in the form of a bad feeling? So, ask yourself, am I taking sorrow? Or, Do I see that sorrow in the form of transformation? What do you think, those sitting in the first line, is it right to take sorrow? Those from Madhuban, is it right? Should you take a little of it? Those in the first line, you should take that sorrow, should you not? You should not take it, but you do take it. You take it by mistake. Then who is distressed by that feeling of sorrow? If you keep rubbish in your mind, then who would be distressed? It is where there is rubbish that one becomes distressed. So, at that time, bring your royalty and personality in front of you. Then, in which form should you see yourself? Do you know what your title is? Your title is Goddess, that is Devi, of tolerance. God, Dev, of tolerance. So, who are you? Are you goddesses and gods of tolerance? Are you that or not? You are that sometimes. Remember your position. Remember your self-respect. Who am I? Bring this into your awareness. Bring into your awareness your special form of the whole cycle. You do remember it, do you not? Bab Dada has seen that you have transformed the word mine through easy remembrance. So, in order to merge the expansion of mine, what do you say? My Baba. Whenever there is the consciousness of mine, you merge everything by saying, my Baba. And by saying my Baba again and again, remembrance becomes easy and there is greater attainment. In the same way, when any type of problem or reason comes throughout the day, the reason for that particularly are the two words, I and mine. So, by saying Baba, the word my has become pakka, that is firm. It has become pakka, has it not? Now, all of you don't say Baba, Baba. You say my Baba. In the same way, in order to transform the word I, whenever you say the word I, bring in front of you the list of your self-respect. Who am I? The word I can be instrumental in making you fall. But with the awareness of your self-respect, the word I can also elevate you. So, just as you have developed the practice of my Baba, in the same way, for the word I, instead of having the awareness of body consciousness, bring your elevated self-respect in front of you. I am an elevated soul. I am a soul seated on the throne. I am a world benefactor soul. In this way, connect one or another point of self-respect with the word I. Then the word I will become a means of progress. Just as for the majority, the word my reminds you of the word Baba, because time is now challenging you through matter. Do not consider the closeness of time to be something common. In your karma yogi life, keep the words suddenly and ever ready in your awareness at every moment. Experiment in different ways on yourself with your power of peace. Just as science continues to have so many experiments. The more you continue to practice experimenting with the self, the more you will continue to practice experimenting on others with the power of peace. Now, especially spread the current that is Sakash of your powers everywhere. Your matter, the power of the sun, and the rays of the sun are carrying out their work in so many ways. They bring rain and also dry up the water. It demonstrates this by changing day into night and night into day. So, can you not spread the current of your powers into the atmosphere? With the current of your powers can you not liberate souls from their sorrow and peacelessness? Make your form of a sun of knowledge emerge. Spread the rays. Spread the current. At the beginning of establishment, many souls experienced, while sitting at home, receiving a current of happiness and peace from Bab Dada. They received the thought, go there. In the same way, now, through you children, you masters, sons of knowledge, there should be the experience of waves of happiness and peace being spread. However, the method for that is concentration of the mind, concentration in remembrance. Only then will it happen. Increase the power of concentration in yourself. You should be able to concentrate your mind whenever you want, however you want, for however long you want. Now, make your form of a master son of knowledge emerge and spread the rays of the powers and the current. Bab Dada has heard and is pleased that children are doing very good service in different places with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. Bab Dada has received very good service news from everywhere, whether through the exhibitions, newsletters or the TV. You are continuing to move forward in the task of giving the message. The message reaches them. You are doing very well in giving the message. In the villages that still remain too, each zone is increasing that service in its own area. Through newspapers, TV and with various other methods, you are doing it with zeal and enthusiasm. Bab Dada is giving lots of loving congratulations filled with blessings to all the children who are doing that. Now, there is very good zeal and enthusiasm for giving the message and the sound of who the Brahma Kumaris are and that they are carrying out a very powerful task is spreading everywhere very well and it is increasing. But should Baba tell you what? Now, the sound that should increase is, the Baba of the Brahma Kumaris is so good. The Brahma Kumaris are doing good work, but there should now be the revelation of who is making them do it. The news that the Father has come should reach their minds. Make a plan for this. Children, ask Bab Dada a question. Whom would you call an heir or a Mike? Mike souls have emerged. However, according to the present time, Bab Dada wants a Mike and there is a need for such a Mike whose sound has that greatness. When ordinary ones say the word Baba, that is good. At least you have reached that far. So, Bab Dada is congratulating you for that. But now, such mics whose sound is valued by people are needed. They should be very famous. Famous does not mean that they have a high position, but when people hear their words, people should understand that the one who is saying that has value in his words. If that one is sharing from his experience, it will have value. There are many mics, but some mics have one level of power and others have a different level. In the same way, look for such a mic whose words have that power. Hearing his words, people should understand that he has come having experienced it, and so there must definitely be something there. However, at the present time, mic souls have definitely emerged in every zone and in every wing. Bab Dada is not saying that there hasn't been a visible result of service. There has been that result, but time is now short and you will have to make instruments. Those souls who have the importance of service and whose sound has that value. They may not have a status, but their practical life should be that of an authority of practical experience. Their words should have the authority of experience. Do you understand what type of mic is needed? You know about heirs anyway. Those who have the Father and His task in their every breath and in their every step. Together with that, in their thoughts, words and deeds, body, mind and wealth, they only have Baba and the Yajna merge in them. Unlimited service should be merged in them. They should have the power of giving a current. Achha. Now, whose turn is it? It is the turn of Tamil Nadu, Eastern Zone and Nepal. Who is first? The instruments are those from Bengal. Those from Bengal stand up. Those from Bengal have taken the chance for service. In service, did you see yourself these few days? That through service, through actions, knowing the importance of Yajna service, how much have you accumulated in your account of charity by serving the Yajna? You do service there too, that is at home, but the importance of doing service of the Yajna is its own. You did double service. You served through your actions and secondly through service, you made the atmosphere powerful. You created an atmosphere of making everyone content. Therefore, you received double charity for that too. You ate the practical fruit of serving the Yajna. You experienced happiness, did you not? All of you remained very happy, did you not? You received the practical fruit of happiness and you also accumulated for the future. So, you had double attainment. Everyone becomes happy when they see how service is taking place without any obstacles. They see how service is taking place with so much love. You receive great charity by spreading this atmosphere and of being an instrument. So, whoever takes this chance should think that they have received a chance specially to accumulate in their account of charity. So, did you accumulate? Wave your hands. You accumulated for the present and also for the future. This is a way of receiving double fruit. It is good. Have those from Bengal shown some newness? Have you carried out a new task? Have you created any inventions? Have you? Baba first came in Bengal. It was here that Baba entered Brahma. So, you have to carry out a new task, do you not? Create a new invention. Bab Dada has told you earlier too that you are doing the service that you are doing now very well. Bab Dada has congratulated you for that, but now do something new. Has any zone created a new plan? Has anyone made a plan? Or are you repeating the same thing? Have those from the foreign lands created something new? Create a new method of service. Whatever is continuing is fine, but if anyone has now created anything new, raise your hands. No one has invented anything. The service of the different wings has also now been continuing for a long time. There should now be some newness. So, will Bengal do this? It is good. Bab Dada likes it that every zone is given a chance. Service is growing and Bab Dada receives that news. The number of centers is increasing. The number of students is increasing. However, create some new method in which there is less expense and it brings greater results. Seeing the expansion in the Bengal Eastern Zone, Bab Dada is pleased. Achha. So you accumulated charity and this treasure of charity will go with you. You will not go empty-handed. You will carry the treasure of charity with you. You can accumulate as much charity as you want. You have had good courage. The service companions of each area are good. You have arrived here to serve the Yajna, and you have also used everything in a worthwhile way. In the eastern zone, there are many rivers together. Bengal, Bihar, Odisha, Nepal, Assam, and Tamil Nadu. It must be half the gathering, 5,000 Sevadaris have come. You have made so many worthy and so many, many congratulations for that. Look at the TV. There are so many. There are many good ones. You can wave your hands. Very good. Bab Dada is pleased that you have so much love for service of the Yajna and that so many have arrived here. Now, all of you together, the five rivers together, should make a new plan. You did something to spread the sound, but now do something else. Bab Dada is pleased that a good number has come from all five places. So many have come here, and so how many would be back at home? So, there is that much growth and the whole family is happy about this. Bab Dada is also pleased about it. Now, claim a prize for self-transformation and newness in service. You will claim a number, will you not? There are five, and these are all big states. They are not small. Show wonders, have a meeting among yourselves and make a plan for some newness, because many souls are now such that when they hear that there is to be a mela, an exhibition, a pilgrimage or a conference, they feel that they have been there and seen it all. Therefore, now create some newness. You had good courage. Special blessings from the heart to all the five states from the Father. You also have a blessing. Should Baba tell you what blessing you have? You have the blessing of being immortal. You are immortal and will remain immortal. And you will go to the land of immortality with Bab Dada. You will go with Baba, will you not? Come in the first birth. Do not come in the second or third one. All of you have the enthusiasm to go home first with Baba. Then, when you come into the kingdom, come in the first birth. You would not enjoy it in the second or third birth. So, who will come in the first birth? Will all of you come? You know the method for claiming the first number birth, do you not? Those who are number one in all four subjects, not even one subject should be any less. Those who claim number one in all four subjects will become companions in the first birth. Do you have that much courage? In a worldly education too, if you fail even one subject, if you receive fewer marks, you don't claim number one. So, to claim a number one birth means to be number one. Do you accept this? Now, raise your hands. Raise your hand after considering it. It is good. Remain immortal and make others immortal. Achcha. In the Tamil Nadu zone, they have created a method of service by giving an experience of yoga by showing the 12 places of a Jyotirlingam. This type of service is taking place very well in the smaller places and it costs very little. Is it successful? It is good. Congratulations. See, that too is a new invention. In the same way, create some more new inventions. Try this in different places, and it costs little. and it is the memorial of the image of Shiva. So, there will be the memorial of the One Father in everyone's intellect. The result is good. Try it more and see. Tell everyone in the class how you did it and what you did and share your experience. It is good. Congratulations. Have those from Bihar done something? The children answered, In Bihar, we have created a new project. Spring Bahar has come to Bihar. Wherever the message has not yet reached in Bihar, we will accomplish that this year. We will open a new center every month. Baba continued, You have done very well, because it has been seen that in Bihar, the maximum number of people should receive the message. Congratulations for having the zeal and enthusiasm for having made a program. Now, spring will come, will it not? So, everyone will see the spring and take pleasure from it, will they not? Achha. Whatever each one is doing for service, every zone and every wing is doing some service. There is good enthusiasm for service, and it should be good. Is that okay? Achha. Then, Bab Dada was speaking to the double foreigners, including the RCOs and NCOs. Double foreigners means double Purusharthis, that is effort makers. Bab Dada has now given you the name double Purusharthi. Are you double effort makers? Those who feel that at present they have the aim of making double effort and are doing that, raise your hands. Double effort? Double? Very good. Then clap for making double effort. It is good. Seeing you, everyone will happily keep the aim of moving forward. Today, we are seeing that souls with the main quality of being serviceable, knowledgeful, and successful have arrived here and are having a good meeting. Bab Dada has heard the news of the first meeting. All the special souls internationally from every country have all together created the policy document which has very easily been passed by everyone. So, Bab Dada is giving multi-million fold congratulations to you special souls who have been instruments for this. The old ones, the foundation, have come. Bab Dada is pleased. Pandavas are no less either. Pandavas are ahead of one another. Shaktis are also ahead of one another. Achha. Now, in order to make the blessings from Bab Dada immortal, adopt the easy method of Amritvela, and together with that, at the time of being Karma Yogis, revise your blessing again and again. Whether you are stable in that form or not, stabilize yourself in the form of the blessing. Revise it again and again. Bab Dada gives you the blessing, but in order to keep those blessings all the time, revise them again and again. Put them into a practical form. Experience those blessings. Experience that spiritual intoxication, and that blessing of yours will become an immortal blessing. You are the special souls who are worthy of blessings. Even devotees receive blessings, but those are temporary, for one birth, whereas the blessing that you receive at the confluence age remains with you for birth after birth. This is why, if you continue to put your blessing into a practical form, you will continue to experience the success of that blessing. Do not just keep it in your intellect, but also put it into your form. Stay in that intoxication. have that spiritual intoxication. Have the spiritual intoxication. I am blessed by the bestower of blessings. The bestower of blessings has given me a direct blessing. Make the blessing immortal. It is not just for some time. All Brahmin souls have special love for all the double foreigners because you have given a lot of cooperation to the original servers of Bharat. You brought into the corporeal form the title that the father gave of being the world benefactor, while having the different cultures and different languages of the different countries. All of you have been cooperative in bringing success to the service of world benefit. This is why the people of Bharat have a lot of love for the service you have done. Achcha. Those who have come especially for the first meeting, that is those who have come for the meeting of the constitution, raise your hands high. Bab Dada likes the gathering very much, and you have worked hard with a lot of love. You haven't become tired. You did it with zeal and enthusiasm and by being tireless. Those from Bharat and the double foreigners have done very well. Bab Dada likes it too. Those from Bharat also stand up. Special congratulations to all three Pandavas. Why are you being congratulated? Because you have created the base, and there are congratulations for the double foreigners because you gave your time and cooperation to finalize what was created, whatever was created. You did not say that you will think about it, but you just did it. Bab Dada is pleased about this. Congratulations. Congratulations to everyone, to those from Bharat, to those from abroad, and also to the Shaktis. Now we shall see where the special mics that Bab Dada described emerge from. Will they emerge from Bharat or from abroad? Each of you thinks that you will do that. You have that enthusiasm. Your face is showing that. Then followed the meeting with Media and Sparkwings. They sang a song, "We Will Be Successful One Day." Baba continued, "Both of you are carrying out your own tasks." Bab Dada continues to receive the news that Media is also moving forward day by day. The programs that are shown on the TV are spreading the sound very well. You have now set foot in the newspapers, and so, without any effort, you are given space in the newspapers. On TV too, you easily get some space. You are given a chance. You have done that much at least, and so congratulations to the media. It has now begun abroad. It is shown on the TV sometimes, but let the connection of abroad and India be so close that the sound continues to spread everywhere. Bab Dada is pleased that you have now received the success of your effort. You have made effort and also received the fruit of it. Those of you from Spark are also making your own plans, and that is good. Now, just as science is giving practical fruit, in the same way, do something so that the power of silence also gives an experience just as easily and clearly in a practical way, so that everyone says that the Brahma Kumaris have an easy method. You are making inventions and it will happen. All of you are using your intellect very well, and so one practical fruit or another will emerge through the intellect. You are making good effort. The fruit is emerging and it will continue to emerge. It has to happen. Achcha. Now, in 1 second, Is it 1 second? In 1 second, the whole gathering and wherever any of you are, stabilize your mind in just one thought. I, the Father and I are eternal points of light in the Supreme Abode. Sit with the Father in the Supreme Abode. Achha, now come back into the corporeal. Now, according to the present time, practice concentrating your mind and intellect. Whatever task you are carrying out, concentrate your mind whilst carrying out that task. Increase your controlling power more. Have controlling power over your mind, intellect and sanskars. This practice will be very helpful in the times to come. According to the atmosphere, you will have to take control in 1 second, so that only what you want to happen happens. So, this practice is very essential. Do not treat this lightly, because this practice will make the final moments beautiful at the right time. Achha. To all those from everywhere who are seated on the double throne, those seated on Bap Dada's heart throne, and also those who have a right to the throne of the kingdom of the world, to those who always remain stable in their eternal form, original form, form of the middle period, and the final form, wherever they want, to those who use all the treasures for the self, and who make others full of all the treasures, to those who enable all souls to receive their inheritance of liberation from the Father, to the souls who are worthy of God's love, Bap Dada's love, remembrance, blessings from the heart, and namaste. Then Bap Dada was meeting the Dadis. Everyone enjoys seeing the old original jewels and they all become happy. First to Manohar Dadi. Whether you conduct classes or not, even seeing you, everyone is happy. Continue to meet everyone and make them laugh. Continue to give everyone one blessing or another. No matter what happens, the feeling that they receive from the original jewels is something different. So, continue to do your work. Continue to entertain everyone. They become happy. Then, to Dadi Nirmala Shanta. When you reach Madhuban, everyone becomes happy seeing you. You become happy too. It is good. The karmic accounts are doing their work. And you are doing your work. It feels good when there is a gathering and everyone is happy. You have done well. You are taking a shortcut with your karmic accounts. Everything is good. Everything is functioning well. Then, to Mohini Ben and Muni Ben, Dadiji is pleased saying everything. Bap Dada is pleased anyway. Bap Dada is always pleased to see the children. He is also happy seeing the task. It is good that being cooperative with one another, you are moving along with one another saying, Jinha, Jinha, yes indeed, and will continue to move along. You are all happy, are you not? Then, Rameshbhai gave Bap Dada the news of Usha Ben's health. She has had an operation. Baba said, that happens a little, but she will be fine. When a little operation takes place, there is a little difference, but she will be fine. You just look after your health. Do not say no. Continue to give your body what it needs. You have a responsibility. Continue to make companions and also look after yourself very well. Do not remain too busy. Continue to make others a little cooperative. You are doing well and the result has been very good. It has become international. everyone sat with one direction and with faith in the intellect, and so it happened. It was everyone's help. However, in the corporeal form, all three were united in one direction and created the base and also gave it shape, and a few diamonds were studded. There, Baba was referring to the format of the policy document. And so it has now become acceptable. Congratulations. Congratulations to all three. Then, to Brijmohan Bhai, see, you used your ideas. You kept the aim that you had to do it, and so it happened. It didn't happen for so many years, and now there was just the one thought in everyone's intellect. We have to do it. Everyone had that thought. It took time, but you achieved success. Then, meeting the three senior brothers and six senior RCO sisters from abroad, Baba continued, Bab Dada is pleased that the brothers and the Shaktis kept the aim that they have to do it, and so it happened easily. You have to give time, but it happened easily. You didn't have too much discussion, did you? So, this was an example for carrying out a task. Then, Baba was speaking to the Pandavas from abroad. They were the backbone. You were the backbone. They were the instruments. All of you made one task successful by having faith in the intellect, and this proves that success is in your hands. You can do whatever you want. You had that experience. You were happy. You now understand that by having one determined thought in a gathering, even a mountain can become like a mustard seed. It can become like cotton wool. It is possible. Is it not? Is it possible? It has already happened. The Shaktis also had the pure thought. Bab Dada would say that only a few became the special instruments, but everyone's pure thought was that they have to do it, and that worked. So, just as all of you together made an international decision, and you saw the practical proof that it happened, in the same way, continue to do it all the time. It is not difficult. There are so many of you arms, and you are all arms of the one Father Brahma. The arms showed wonders. In the same way, continue to increase the gathering. Continue to be cooperative with one another. Is that all right? Bab Dada feels that this group should be given some special memorial. As a memorial, remember one blessing. No matter what task you carry out, first remember the blessing of being immortal, and it will become immortal. Is that right? Good. Very good. Mohini Ben from New York gave love and remembrance from Denise Ben. Baba said, Tell her, you two are an example among the double foreigners. You are one who understands with signals. Congratulations. Continue to move along in this way and continue to move forward. You have the blessing of success. It becomes successful through anyone. Lastly, to Sister Annapurna from Chennai. Now, there isn't any illness on your face, so always remain like that. Simply continue to smile. Your medicine is to always keep on smiling. You may take a cure, but continue to smile. Om Shanti.